Hello everyone, thanks for coming back to my channel for the very first time. I'm commenting on a letter sent by various European ambassadors to India, including the British High Commissioner to India. Remember, Commonwealth to Commonwealth, they call it High Commissioner, not Ambassador. So the German ambassador, the French ambassador, and the British High Commissioner, they published this letter. Right before President Putin arrives in the Republic of India. He's landing tomorrow as part of a 2-day official visit, not a state visit. So it's one down from the supreme expression of amity between nation states. This op-ed was published in the Times of India, long regarded as the most estimable newspaper there, almost the newspaper record in India. It's founded well over 150 years ago. Obviously, it's an English language publication. So Philippe Ackermann, Thierry Mateux, and Lindy Cameron all published this, and they observed the way that the Russian Federation is escalating the war whilst a peace parley is underway between Russia and the United States. The Ruskies not meeting Ukrainian delegation. The Ukrainian delegation went to Florida to meet Marco Rubio, the U.S. Secretary of State, as in their foreign minister, trying to convince the United States not to strong arm Ukraine into giving up because the American position seems to be you either give up your defenses to Russia, agree to halve the size of your military, or we're going to cut off all military aid. They might even lift sanctions on Russia. They might even give a huge boost to Russia, which would definitely not bring peace, would simply prolong the war, but just alter the outcome. So the letter observes that the largest air attacks the entire war have come very recently. And it goes on to say these are not the action of someone that's serious about peace. Neither are these indiscriminate attacks mere accidents. They are a systemic choice by Russia to wage its war of aggression with absolute ruthlessness, and it must end. The letter correctly observes that President Putin is the one leader who could end the war any time he wishes. That's true. His commander-in-chief of the Russian armed forces ordered them to cease fire, order them to withdraw, so on, release the prisoners of war, all the rest of it, release over 20,000 children they've kidnapped, and so forth. So it goes on. So obviously those ambassadors are grateful to the Times of India for giving them space in their publication to print this letter. So they observe how the Russian Federation, despite its watchword stability, is doing so much to destabilize countries all across the globe, particularly in Africa. Their repeated incursions into European airspace of Russian military aircraft, of their drones over Romania, over Moldova, over Poland, some of whom have been shot down, and so forth. How they've disrupted airports such as Brussels recently. They're interfering with the global positioning system of civilian passenger aircraft, and so forth. And that's why a senior ranking NATO military official said the alliance is mulling over whether they're prepared to make a preemptive strike against Russia. All these preemptive strikes that Russia's been doing against countries, terrorism in European countries, blowing up a warehouse in Slovakia some years ago, murdering the security guard, murdering a woman in Salisbury, United Kingdom, murdering a British citizen in London all those years ago, Alexander Litvinenko, murdering a Georgian citizen in Berlin, and. The chairman of NATO's military committee, Admiral Giuseppe Capodragone, said that they have to be proactive because you often can't defend these things. You can only retaliate, make Russia pay a price, so they don't do that. So there are all these dangerous and escalatory actions they're taking. And as the letter goes on to point out, they are trying to exploit and undermine trust in key democratic institutions, including elections, independent media, civil society, the rule of law, to further their own interests. That's correct. Massively interfering in the Romanian presidential election. So, and boosting Nazism, boosting communism, the totalitarians, anyone anti-democratic. The letter goes on to state Russia's malign global activity, including cyber attacks and disinformation, shows that the Russia's leadership's appetite for territorial expansion and global destabilization goes well beyond Ukraine. That's correct. They've often attacked the those Baltic countries. They even crossed the border and kidnapped someone in Estonia some years ago, brought them back into Russia. Never been said again. They've openly talked about invading Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia. They've talked about invading the United States, seizing Alaska, and so on. But the letters say India's voice in the matter is also loud and clear. And as PM Modi put it, a solution cannot be found on the battlefield. Now, some Indian opinion formers are aghast at this. They're offended by this. But it's actually praising India and correctly quoting the Prime Minister of India and agreeing with Narendra Modi that a solution cannot be found on the battlefield. It's got to be diplomatic. Putin needs to end the war, and so on. And actually, Modi has Putin's ear almost more than anybody else. Putin is not someone who can listen to Trump. Trump is an idiot, is craven, is cowardly. Trump always chickens out. The Chinese, I thought they might want to end the war, but actually they're benefiting from it. They're selling so much to Russia. They got Russia over a barrel, getting the very cheap oil. So why would they want it to end? So many of the components used for Russia's war machine come from China. So the power dynamic is leaning ever more towards China, away from Russia. But anyway, obviously India also benefits from the cheap oil that Russia is selling them. But India gratingly asserts its moral superiority, that it just wants world's peace, it never invades anybody else. Okay, this is a time to use their voice for peace. We know the Indians were coerced into joining the Russian army, were duped into joining the Russian army, and about 100 of them were released due to Prime Minister Modi's intervention when he visited Moscow some months ago. But anyway, Suhasini Haidar denounced the letter, saying, this is a vicious article against Russia just before Putin's state visit to India, and it breaches diplomatic norms. It's a diplomatic insult to India as it questions India's close ties with a friendly third country. Stop it there. Well, the letter is not vicious. The letter is absolutely accurate. I notice he didn't take issue with any of the content of the article. It's Russia's illegal war of unprovoked aggression is vicious. Telling the truth is not vicious, is it? Seeking peace isn't vicious, is it? Humanitarianism is not vicious, is it? Trying to save human life is not vicious, is it? Well, it didn't question India's close ties with a third country. India's in a unique position to convince Russia to end this war, and so on. So it goes on. Interference with their internal affairs? Well, it's actually a foreign affair, having relations with another country. They didn't tell India to cancel the visit, right? They talked about what Russia was doing towards Ukraine, and so on. So significantly, the Russian defense minister, Andrei Belousov, was appointed last year. He's coming with a large delegation of business executives. Anyway, India can easily make money out of this. The Indians would like to purchase a lot more S-400 air defense systems, and so forth. There may be more energy deals. And you know, the United Kingdom has purchased Russian oil refined in India, so it's a bit hypocritical. Should stop all Russian oil, no matter where it's refined. But if India wants peace, India's in a position to try and ask them to pressure them to do it. Now, I can't blame Modi for doing the best for his people and buying the cut price Russian oil. What would you do? It's absolutely true that Russia's breaking all these international norms, is illegally occupying Ukrainian sovereign soil, is breaking the UN charter, trying to change borders through force, all the things that India complains about Pakistan doing with regard to Jammu and Kashmir and so forth. Anyway, thanks for watching my article. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. They don't pay PayPal, georgecallan790gmail.com. It happened to be the Prime Minister of Pakistan was in Russia when the war began, Imran Khan, but he went ahead with his meetings. So it shows how powerful India is on the world stage. It's something like 18% of the world's population are Indians. So it's this global south pivot. As Putin has really wrecked relations with the Western world, he tries to use the global south against the Western world. You know, whatever your complaints about what the United Kingdom did in India, that's not Ukraine's fault, is it?